Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me as we take a look at part two of Mars in Aries. This energy is going to be in effect for the second half of 2020, beginning on June 28th, going into early January, January 7th, 2021. And this Mars in Aries energy is reprogramming what we want to begin, what we're ready to initiate at a higher level of consciousness. And it's also working with our internal masculine energies and how they have been deeply reprogrammed. We're also looking at the ego mind and how that has been challenged to operate at a higher level of consciousness, as well as to integrate a higher level of self-understanding. So Mars in Aries is very strong through the remaining months of 2020, and it's bringing us into ourselves in a whole new way. Mars is about the body, the physical self, our desires, how we go after what we want, how we have the courage to be who we are. And this is especially true in Aries. Aries is Mars's home turf, his home sign, where he is the most comfortable. He's alive, he's ready, he's motivated, but he goes through a retrograde here in September through November that is about reprogramming this sense of self and integrating it in a higher way. So as we move through this energy, we're going to meet new parts of ourselves for the first time. We're going to see how we've been operating, often unconsciously. We're going to see our egos. We could see some of the expressions of anger, impatience, impulsiveness as well, and how to be in control of these parts of ourselves, how to manage them responsibly. There's a lot involved with Mars in Aries, and I did part one for you that outlined more of the astrology. And then in the second half of that show, I really talked about the re-emerging masculine energies, how this is a significant time for the masculine energies within all of us, regardless of gender or sex, and how they are expressed in a healthy way, at a higher level of awareness, at a place of, this is what I want to be in the world. This is how I choose to show up in the world, not simply running on autopilot or operating out of shoulds. This is a Mars in Aries that's bringing you back to the root consciousness of your soul. And it does pertain to that root chakra. So it can bring up the fight or flight energies. It brings you back to a sense of self that you're meeting for the first time. And it's also activating a new ability to be brave. To be brave in who you are. To be aware of all of yourself, all of your energies, and how to bring that forward into this next chapter. So in this part two, I want to actually pick up where I left off in part one, which was about the emerging divine masculine energies and how the masculine energies within each of us have been going through a lot in recent years. But I'm going to talk about it as it pertains to men or those with strong masculine energies. And that's just for ease of conversation. As always, take what resonates, make sure and apply it to your life and to your world accordingly. And I hope that there's something valuable here for you that supports your path and what you're learning at this time. Mars in Aries is essentially helping a higher masculine expression emerge and come forward and come out. But there have been many challenges along the way. Basically, what has been happening is that the masculine energies within each of us have been pulled under, pulled into these challenges, these lessons, areas of loss, perhaps despair and struggle. A lot of deep work has been required. And that work has been ongoing. In fact, it's been exhausting. It's probably been a never-ending experience or situation that you just want to be done with, that you want to be complete. But what has been unfolding is that this has been pulling you into deeper energies within you that you didn't know were operating out of a fear. And a lot of masculine energies have been programmed to overperform, over-function, over-provide. In essence, it's been this excessive doingness that is directly related to our modern world and related to the Industrial Revolution, related to the knowledge age, the information age, this being online and seeing everything that's going on in the world that can also motivate you and spur you into action to get things done, to accomplish, to make money, to perform. These are all good things when they're in balance with the truth of who you are. But what's happened is that there's been this really deep removal of what has been excessive, and it's created huge changes in what you thought your life should be or was going to be. And I talked about this in part one, where you were on a certain career path, or you had something happening with your professional world or your industry that shifted dramatically. It changed you in a huge way. It took you out of what was reliable and secure. And this is showing you what has been operating underneath that energy, where there have been deeper fears of, if I don't do this, it's not going to get done. If I don't provide for my family, if I don't perform, if I don't achieve, if I don't accomplish, if I don't reach this goal, then what? And so there has been this drive, and it's been culturally programmed. It's in the family systems. It's in the energetics. It's within patriarchy. It's within the hierarchy of corporations of, if you reach this level, you get this amount of pay, and that means you're worthy of this, this, and that. So it's all around us. And what's happening through this bigger cycle is that it's all being demolished, because ultimately it doesn't serve masculine energy for the long term. It also does not serve feminine energy for the long term. So there's been this huge deconstruction of what we thought it meant to be purposeful or successful or to be worthy of certain things in our lives. And it's all been very emotionally intense. It's been something that is personal, perhaps not disclosed or talked about publicly, but maybe like really deeply ingrained in your mind of, how do I figure this out? How do I get back on track? How do I make something new? And yet it's a much bigger cycle than you. It's sort of like being a microcosm and trying to manage things in this micro world, but it's at a macro level that things are shifting. And it's also happening at a much higher quantum level that things are shifting. So please depersonalize it on some level, where you're moving through a bigger cycle of change that you as a soul knew you could handle in this lifetime. Meaning, you knew you would get the resources, support, what have you, as you go through this big change. And it's definitely been a big life change, because it's working with you at a much deeper level of consciousness, which is where the fears have been residing across multiple lifetimes. And so what is happening is this deeper reprogramming is opening up where the masculine energy was too single-minded, where it was only focused on one track. And what I'm feeling is that whatever was removed, destroyed, challenged, taken away, was actually the gateway into cracking open the heart. And as I say this, I'm seeing the physical heart and how the heart has multiple valves that go in and out of it. I'm seeing four valves, arteries. I'm sorry, I'm not a cardiologist, but I'm seeing four. And it's like these energy streams going into the heart that crack open the heart. And for some people, this could show up as a physical heart issue, something as simple as heartburn, all the way up to like a cardiac arrest, something in the heart energetically shifting and bringing your attention to the heart energy. And so this can happen again physically, but energetically, it's showing you more of what is actually true for you. And so now I see this physical heart with the arteries and valves and blood moving through it. And I see it being beautifully protected. It's almost like being in this bubble of silver, a very pristine energy, very protected. But it's kind of like the only way into the heart was through these challenges and loss. And I know that sounds really jolting, but that's been part of this road and part of this path, is that the masculine energy needed to go into the truth of all of your energy, all of your abilities, all of your talents. And now I'm seeing like part of the things that were shut down from childhood, like part of this encased heart are the things you locked away, probably maybe even before you were seven or younger, that were part of your expression, part of yourself, part of your needs, part of who you are, but it wasn't okay. It wasn't okay to put that out there or to express it. And I'm saying seven because that's when we all experience our Saturn squaring Saturn energy that matures us, that shows us something about ourselves that we then take in at a personal level. There's also an area of our brain development that happens around the age of seven. So the cognition process changes around seven. So that's why I'm feeling like it's something before you were 7 years of age that was shut down and it was locked away in the heart. And now in this giant cycle of energy that we're moving through, there's an opening back into these parts of yourself that you locked away, that you did so out of safety. There could have been a traumatic event. There could have been something changing in your family, something with your parents, something with your siblings, something that shifted you. There could have even been something around you started doing certain sports at seven, or you started doing a new hobby, or you started doing something in the bigger world around more people, that your fight or flight mechanism kicked in and said, okay, it's not okay to do this, or they're going to judge me, or I'm going to be told I can't do that, or I'm not going to be loved if I show this part of myself. All of this would be related to these energies. So now here we are coming back around at this time in your life, whatever age you are, wherever you are in your life path, you're coming back to more of who you are that I feel is related to the feminine energies that were shut down. And now there's something expanding that you can't deny. You can't deny who you are. You can't deny what you need or what you want. And now I'm also feeling this redefinition of love, like a bigger sense of love. And now this relates to different relationship energies that I really wanted to talk about, because 2020, if you were to say, like, kind of in a general message, it's not been a good relationship year, quote unquote, because not only with COVID and how weddings can't happen, right? Weddings have been shut down, interacting with people has been shut down, but Venus being retrograde and now Mars being retrograde, everything's being reworked and reshuffled in a way that you can't maybe take the energy outside of you. There's energy within us that needs our attention. And so what's been happening energetically is that we're all reworking what we need, what we believe, and what we want in relationships. And it's probably been through some hard knocks. Either the relationships that showed you what you don't want, the relationships that took away something from you, like if you were married and you got divorced and you lost a lot of assets, or you went through some significant financial loss. There are the karmic relationships that come up that require a lot of healing, that ultimately require you to be in your power. And that's why these types of relationships are so big, because you're pushed to see things in yourself that you didn't understand. For example, if you were codependent, if you were staying in something because you were idealizing it, or you weren't aware of the true nature of somebody, you know, if somebody was cloaked in energies and you couldn't see their true intentions or what they really wanted, you went through some hard knocks to see who they really are. This can happen in both ways. Like, this could also pertain to you if you were that person who was not true in your intentions or what you wanted. But this is an understanding that there's things about relationships that we have had to be very understanding of ourselves, meaning there's something you've had to understand about your relationship patterns so that you can evolve it, heal it, learn from it, grow from it, move past it. And it's been such a big assignment for so many people for 3 years, because I felt this energy came in really strongly in 2017, especially with the eclipses then. And it came in really strongly and it just like shattered things, like broken glass and things being torn apart and reality checks and destruction. I mean, really hard stuff, by the way. Like, it's not been small. It's been very big and it's been life-changing. Again, take what resonates with you and, you know, leave the rest. But I feel like there's been very clear understandings of what you're healing in relationships, of what your karma has been, of what has not been loved and accepted within yourself, and that's what's been rising up. And it's been this slow growth, a slow growth process of understanding what you're changing permanently. And so this is why it's also been big work, because there's been an understanding that there are relationships and relationship patterns you could never go back to, you can never participate in, you can never connect with. And on the spiritual level, that is wildly exciting. That is so thrilling. That's a huge graduation. It's a huge turning point, but it probably didn't feel that way if you went through a lot of pain, a lot of anger, a lot of grief. All of that and more would be a part of all of this. And then we come into 2020 and we get more earthquakes with the economy changing, finances changing, job losses happening, big shifts in what you do every day, a return to our daily energy when you're stuck at home or stuck in one place and you can't go out into the world, you can't go into other places in your life where you used to put your energy. There's been this, I'd say it's like a pressure on understanding who you are, what your energy is about, what you need, how you relate to people, if your current life, if your current home, your current reality is truly you. Very big stuff, right? And it's all required a lot of energy. It could have felt never ending. So as Mars goes into Aries, there's a part of us now that's really ready for the new start. This new page, new chapter, new beginning, bring it on. You just want to be done with that old chapter and what you've been working on and completing. But this Aries energy is going to have some false starts because Mars in Aries is connecting with the three planets in Capricorn strongly in August and late September into October. I go over these dates in part one, so I don't want to repeat myself here. But there's going to be opportunities to check in with yourself and look at how you are managing what you want and what you're going for and how to be more conscious in it. So for example, when you apply this to relationships, it's being very clear about what you need in a relationship and not compromising it or not holding back what you've learned or not holding back your truth and not holding back what it feels like to receive as well. Because part of what's been shifting with masculine energies is that it's stepping away from the over-providing, over-performing, over-functioning energies, coming into a more balanced sense of self where you can actually be in a connection with someone who is their own full self as well and who can take care of themselves, who can take care of what they need as well. And that's what they bring to the table. And both energies, and I'm going to call it the masculine and the feminine, are showing up with a new sense of self based on everything they've been through. And there is this new synchronicity, harmony, and it's like this balanced blending of energy that's going to make these next relationships brand new for you. For those of you who want a partnership or who are ready for a relationship or who want to move towards that, there's this new consciousness around masculine and feminine energies around these relationships that are going to be, I'm going to say, done differently. They're going to show up differently. They're going to require something new from you that's more balanced with your heart, where both partners are aware of what they need. And again, it comes back to this no compromise energy. It's sort of like you would be able to know if someone's not an energetic fit for you, because it's almost like I feel like in the first conversations or interactions or what have you, there's a sense of where the connection points are. And I'm feeling like there's so many people who are so ready for a higher partnership and a truer relationship that you're not going to waste your time on something that it's like clunky. If there's a clunkiness, if there's something that doesn't jive, you're going to feel it or know it. This is going to be different for everybody, so I'm only speaking in general terms here. But what I'm feeling is how the energy is really clear. The energy is really clear now for those who have been doing their work, those who have been really aware of their healing, of what needs to change for them, of what needs to shift for them. It's like your energy is so clear that it doesn't want to be contaminated and it doesn't want any murkiness. And that's what you can sense as well intuitively. I feel this clarity, and then I'm seeing all these partnerships form in 2021 and beyond. So we're in a preparatory phase. We're in this getting ready for stepping into a new start. It's not here yet, but there's something about feeling strong in who you are and feeling brave in who you are. Now, for those who are married, you're in long-term relationships, you're in current commitments that are working for you, there's also a new start here that's going to probably, I'm going to say, push each person into a higher level of truth in the relationship. And that means that you're going to connect at different energies, at new energies, because this is all about the new energies coming in. And what is unfolding is supporting your soul growth in relationships. And I feel like there's something here that's brand new across all lifetimes. It just feels very fresh. It feels very clean. It feels like there aren't the toxic energies or the lumps or the bumps, especially of the past decade. If you've been doing your own work, if you've taken responsibility for yourself, if you've seen your own healing areas, if you've done something with them, all of that's important because, you know, what we don't work out with the previous relationship, we then work out with the next relationship if we haven't worked it out within ourselves. So I feel like there's been this intense pressure to see more of who you are through relationship. Then you understand what fears, what themes, what energies you want to evolve and move through. And then new relationships start that feel really strong. And there's something about the divine timing of it all where it could happen before 2021, most definitely. But don't push anything because I feel like there's a process underway that needs to be honored. And if you can trust that, it will pay off even more. So now they're bringing me back to that visual of the human heart with the four valves being in this gorgeous light of silver. It's that bubble and it's getting bigger. And I feel this energy within the masculine of an expansion of the heart energy, which I'm also going to relate to an expansion of the internal divine feminine energy. And that this expansion is opening you up to more of who you are, who you've always been, that was shut down by programming and conditioning of some kind. And now you're developing and really owning a new sense of courage in who you are, in all of yourself. And I feel this bubble, as it expands, it starts to fill up the full aura and it heals you. It's part of your own internal healing process that is where you come into yourself and know all of who you are. And I'm feeling this as many waves of masculine energy, because I know that some of you, you've been doing this stuff for years, if not decades, and you've been doing a lot internally. And there can be more work to do, but I feel like there are these different waves of masculine energy coming in that are demonstrating courageously a new masculine paradigm and a new imprint of what it means to be a man in the world. And it's outside of these restrictive bounds, of these restrictive paradigms, because it's balanced, because it incorporates the fullness of the energy. It feels very invigorating. I also feel like this integration of the heart in the masculine allows the masculine energy to rest and exhale. It's physically good for you. It's energetically and spiritually healthy for you. And it helps you feel more powerful because now you're not trying to overdo or overfunction from that false ego. So there's this integration that's taken place over the past number of years that's going to pay off in really big ways in this next decade. Again, everyone is on a different timeline and could be a part of a different wave of this energy. And the waves of energy that come in are designed to help the earth handle these changes and these shifts. It's like when you water a plant, if you overwater it, you flood the roots, right? But if you water it just enough every day, or once a week, or whatever the plant needs, then the plant can absorb the energy and use the water. This is the same with these waves of energy. It's sort of like we don't want to overflow the earth with too much of something. It happens in these waves that maintain a harmony and a balance in the energetic grid. So it feels like this is very exciting, and I just feel like there's already people doing this work. There are already books out there. There's programs, there's teachings, there's a lot out there that are helping the masculine energy move forward. And I think there's going to be even more waves with this Mars in Aries. I think there's going to be more coming forward and stepping into a new purpose and a new sense of self that really brings in more than you knew was possible. So this will show up in relationships, not only because it's your relationship to yourself that shifted and then you're mirroring that out into other people, but there's also this shift in purpose, in work, in what is satisfying, in what you need on a daily basis because it's truly you. And I even feel more masculine energy moving into something that has a creative expression, that's more inspired, that's more about what you want to create in the world, whether that's to beautify the world or to educate, to teach, to share. There's even something about new hobbies, you know, new things you do in your free time because you just simply love it and there's no goal to obtain. And this is a big deal for masculine energy that can be a very goal-driven and very much about what you accomplish and what you see at the end of the day. There's something about coming back into a hobby, a practice that you do every day simply because you love it. And if you can stay open to that, if you can stay open to what calls to you or what interests you, you might find a reconnection to this part of yourself that either was shut down, especially when you were younger, or an opening into more of who you are that has been waiting for you at a soul level. And I even feel it as karmic gifts. And I mean this in a beneficial way. It's almost like if in a previous lifetime you were a Renaissance painter, or you did something in construction, or you did something that gave you this jolt to your creativity, you could find that you have talents in something that you didn't formally train for. You didn't go to school, you didn't take a class, you just love doing it. Follow that. That's so important right now, especially to balance the masculine energy with the feminine energy, is to just follow where this energy is rising in you. And there's no goal in mind. You don't even have to tell anybody, you know, it can be your own private thing, but it satisfies you and it brings you into yourself. This is all part of the gifts of Mars and Aries, where we find new parts of ourselves. We are allowing new parts of even your soul, fractals of your soul energy come in, and you remember more of who you are. You remember more of what you enjoy and what you want, because now you're operating from a higher place of personal power. Your power and your choices are how you will feel invigorated about living your life. You could feel a new zest for life, very energized, very motivated, very inspired. And if you don't know what that is for you yet, if you're like, Molly, but I don't have a passion, or I don't know what to do, or I don't know what this even means, you have the exciting opportunity to go discover it. You get to go figure that out for yourself. And that can show up as a hero's journey. That can show up as going into anything out of curiosity and just staying open to where you feel a reaction, especially at a physical level, where your body consciousness is speaking to you. And by the way, this doesn't have to be something completely out there. It can just be coming back to the fact that you really love being in a kayak, or you really love doing something with your hands, or you really love music, or whatever you really love. Go there, because there's this expansive energy field that's waiting. And I feel like this is going to help you feel in control of your life again, especially if you've been moving through some really tough or challenging periods. You're coming to this place of the internal gifts and creative expression that was shut down. So just trust this. And I feel like it's one of the most important messages during this Mars and Aries period, because the Aries energy is about self. What do you need? What do you want? What connects with you? What invigorates you? And this is where the energy is really alive and it's really ready to be activated. So I hope this has given you some good things to think about and to sit with in how to use this second half of 2020, how to use the Mars and Aries energy, how to also allow for some false start, some things that you try and then you're like, nah, that's not it. Or some things that you try and then you realize, I don't want it to look this way. I want it to look like something else. So there is going to be a working it out energy, and there is going to be a need to be easy on yourself, to not expect it to come quickly or to come right away, to manage what does come up for you in a way that is responsible and mature. That's part of this Mars and Aries energy interacting with the planets in Capricorn. Capricorn's about timing. There's something that isn't ready yet in the second half of 2020. And again, I was relating this to certain relationships, certain things that you want to express or put out there that it doesn't happen right away. That doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It just means it's not time yet. It's not the right cycle of energy. And that the more you can trust that and take your foot off the gas pedal, the easier it's going to be. Another thing that I want to touch on that I think is really important, again, I'm going to speak in terms of masculine energy and men, but take this as it pertains to you because it can certainly pertain to all of us, is that the challenges and losses you've been through in recent years are going to be replenished. There is a payoff, there is a reward, and it's probably not going to look exactly as you think it will, meaning it's not going to show up in the same form of loss that you had. So for example, you lost $20, you're not going to get $20 back. You're going to get something else that reappears as a different expression. And that's because of everything you have shifted and changed. That's because everything that you have been through is actually setting you up for something better. And I really feel this for so many people. And I don't mean that to sound Pollyanna, because you've been doing a lot of work. This has been hard. This has been life-changing. This has probably been delays and things that you didn't realize would go on for so long. In part one of this topic, I talked about how I was seeing a lot of men corded and tethered to obligations, responsibilities, and situations. And I was seeing it as an energetic cord in the upper back that's in between the trapezoid muscles, right? So right up there, pretty high up in the back. And it's been something that connects to the spine, that's been maybe even like a very tight cord that's kept you feeling caged, felt trapped, felt like you have to take care of something. You have to remain in a certain position. You can't be free. And freedom is huge for masculine energy. The freedom to be oneself, to go after the next expression, the next goal. There's been this energy of feeling corded and trapped. And what I'm seeing as 2020 unfolds, the rest of it, those cords are dissolving, meaning the energy is fading. You have fulfilled a commitment. You have done what you were obligated to do. I'm hearing obligation. There's been big obligations, whether those are financial or family, professional. You've had very big obligations and responsibilities that have been following you for lifetimes. These are energies that you couldn't get away from because you agreed in this lifetime to handle this situation. So look at this from a place of power, okay? You said at some level, I'm going to take care of this. I realize it's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. It's probably going to bring me to my knees. It's going to be devastating. It's going to be something that my ego won't understand, but I'm going to complete it now. And so this energy is also shifting away and you're being freed. I feel this freedom coming that is the dissolving of that cord, the dissolving of being tethered. It's like, what do you want to do next? It's kind of almost like, okay, you open the door to a cage and it's like, is it safe? Is it okay to step out? Am I really free? Can I really go? Can I leave? And I talked about this, I can't remember if it was 2018 or 2019, but being in a tower, but in a prison, a dungeon, it's been really intense and really dark. And there again are openings coming that a part of you is like, is it really okay to go? And the answer is yes, it is okay, but, and this is a significant but it comes from your soul level. It's saying, but you're ready to do it differently this time. You've been permanently changed. You've been permanently shifted. You've been reprioritizing what life is about. It's been that big because maybe at first you thought, okay, well, life is about the money I make, the status I achieve, what I thought was essential, or even what I thought I had to accept. Now you're operating from a place of fuller empowerment that's asking you, what do you want? What do you want to feel on a daily basis? What truly invigorates you? What motivates you? What pertains to your talents and your gifts? And what really supports this new sense of purpose? So there's a lot of questions coming up right now that are meant to bring you clarity. Although I feel that for some people, they're still working through their fears. Very normal, by the way, when you're thinking, well, this is what I want, but can I have it? Can I create it? Yes, the answer is yes, you can create anything. But what are you consciously choosing to believe? And your belief systems, being the foundation of your life, could be giving you some messages now. So for those of you who feel like you're being released from the cord, you're being untethered, you're being let out of a cage, you're free to go. But where do you want to go? And what really calls to you now? I feel this happening throughout the rest of 2020. And I feel that you can trust it. Because I feel like some people are really on guard that if I have a new start, or if I do something next, what's going to come out and blindside me again? Or even how are other people going to react to what I do? It's very interesting. I'm feeling this around relationships, especially if there's like an ex-partner, or maybe it's a sibling or a family member. Like it feels very much about family stuff. And what I'm seeing is that you have shifted permanently in ways that they don't see or know or understand. And as you have expanded that heart energy, right? That energy of the heart that's expanded into your bubble. That's trust. That's trust in yourself. That's trust in what you're going to create next. That's trust in the unseen. That's trust in the process. That trust has expanded and grown in you because you know you don't have to make it all happen. You're now working with a new synergy with God, Source, Spirit, the universe, and that is what's protecting you as you move forward. So it's interesting because now I feel like the shifted masculine energy is more protected, and that protection is a spiritual protection that's been a very big spiritual lesson that's also been related to activating your feminine energy. So I hope this makes sense. It may even be something to just sit with, visualize, consider, think about. But as you are free to go and you're released from whatever has been holding you back, there are new energies of support carrying you forward. And the things or people or issues that maybe stabbed you or caged you or held you back, they're just not going to get to you the way that they did. They're not going to intrude on you. They don't have the power that they once did. It's like they shrunk down into these like small little action figures or something. They don't get to you the way they did. So I feel like that's really important for some of you to know, because you could be overly protective, but there's something about 2021 and beyond that's about the movement out and the movement forward. So the more you can work on this and see this for what it is, as well as recognize yourself and how much you've shifted, changed, and grown, it's only going to fuel you and feel empowering, satisfying, clear, new, fresh, all those good things. And I'm really thrilled for so many of you, because I know some of you have been through the ringer. And you've been through horrible things publicly, and you've been through horrible things privately, and it's just been this onslaught. It's like the never-ending storm, but every storm ends, every storm clears, and now there's the new adventure underway. So I'm really delighted to share this with you, because I know that you deserve it and that you're ready for it, and I really hope that it sets you up for the next dreams that you have going forward. I'm going to leave it there for this show, and I hope that this has provided you with some good things to sit with and consider. Feel free to listen to this episode again. You can listen to any episode as many times as you want. That's one of the reasons why I keep these free, why I want this stuff out there, because I know how important it is to just feel energetically supported during these very big times. So you can find out more about me at mollymccord.online. That's where you'll find my latest programs and classes, or at my author website at consciouscoolchic.com, where you can read more about my books, audiobooks, spiritual teachings, and consciousness topics. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll be back on Wednesday for a look at the energies of the week ahead. And then every Monday, I do a special topic show that does a deep dive into an energy as well. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.